Welcome to SpaceX Daily, where we dive deep into the latest happenings in the world of space exploration, satellite technology, and all things SpaceX. Today, we have a special guest joining us, Neil Rocketman, a seasoned telecom analyst with years of experience in the Southeast Asian market. Neil, thrilled to have you on the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ava. Always excited to talk shop, especially when it involves such a fascinating development in the Philippine telecom landscape.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about Starlink's foray into the Philippines. Senator Grace Poe has filed a bill seeking to grant Starlink a 25-year legislative franchise. This is interesting because Starlink already has some level of operational clearance, right?
That's right, Ava. They've been accredited as a satellite systems provider and operator by the DIIC and registered as a value-added service provider by the NTC. But this franchise, if granted, would be a game changer. It would allow them to construct and operate gateway Earth stations, which are crucial for connecting their satellite network to local internet service providers and end users.
So it's like giving them the keys to build the on-the-ground infrastructure to really maximize their satellite network's potential?
Precisely. And this is where things get really interesting. The Philippines, being an archipelago, faces unique challenges in terms of internet connectivity. Traditional terrestrial networks struggle to reach remote islands and mountainous areas. This is where Starlink's satellite-based technology holds immense promise. They can beam internet access from space to even the most geographically isolated corners of the country.
Well, it seems like the cellular satellite race is heating up. We've got SpaceX and AST SpaceMobile already duking it out, and now HughesNet's parent company, EchoStar, wants to throw its hat in the ring. Neil, what do you make of this?
It's a bold move, Ava, especially considering EchoStar is coming off of selling its Dish TV business. It tells you just how serious they are about pivoting to this direct-to-device satellite technology.
And they're not exactly starting from scratch, right? They've got some serious assets to leverage, like that S-band spectrum they're sitting on.
Absolutely. That spectrum is gold, Ava. It's ideally suited for satellite-to-phone communication, and EchoStar owning the global rights? That's a major advantage right out of the gate.
But let's talk about the elephant in the room, Neil. This is a capital-intensive game, and EchoStar's CEO himself admitted it'll be a very large undertaking. Can they realistically compete with the likes of SpaceX, who are already launching satellites like it's going out of style?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? SpaceX has a massive head start, both in terms of satellite deployment and ground infrastructure. EchoStar's strategy seems to hinge on partnerships, which makes sense. Pooling resources, sharing costs, and leveraging existing expertise could be their best bet to catch up.
It'll be interesting to see who they partner with. A telecom giant? Another satellite operator? This could lead to some very interesting alliances in the industry.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the regulatory hurdles. Getting the necessary approvals for spectrum use and satellite deployment can be a lengthy and complex process. EchoStar has their work cut out for them.
And finally, let's talk about this upcoming spectacle on the Space Coast. Not one, but two launches planned for the same day. A SpaceX Falcon 9 and a ULA Vulcan, both ready to light up the Florida skies. Neil, for those of us not lucky enough to be there in person, what can we expect to see?
Well, Ava, it's going to be a real treat, especially for the early birds. If all goes according to plan, we're talking about two launches within a short time frame. The visual spectacle alone will be impressive, with those fiery plumes illuminating the pre-dawn sky. And the rumble? Oh, you can bet folks will feel that sonic boom for miles around.
The article even highlights some prime viewing spots, particularly down in Volusia County. Sounds like the beaches south of New Smyrna Beach are the place to be.
Absolutely. Canaveral National Seashore, Mary McLeod Bethune Beach Park. Those will offer unobstructed views. Imagine the photo ops, a rocket launch against the backdrop of the Atlantic Ocean. Pure magic.
It really highlights how space exploration is captivating, not just for the scientific advancements, but for the sheer awe-inspiring spectacle of it all. From the roar of the engines to that fiery trail blazing across the sky, it's something that captures the imagination.
Couldn't agree more, Ava. It reminds us that we're pushing boundaries, reaching for the stars, and these dual launches, they're a powerful symbol of that ambition and progress.
Well said, Neil. Today, we've covered a lot of ground, from the competitive landscape of satellite internet to the technological leaps in reusable rockets and the sheer wonder of witnessing a launch firsthand. It's clear that the space industry is booming, with innovation and ambition driving us towards a future filled with possibilities. This is Ava Astrogirl, signing off for SpaceX Daily. Catch you all next time.